Hey everybody, just as a side note, this is Faye here, and this is the final episode of Data Cronies as it is, but you will notice that something different is going on. You will hear the intro music to The Pulse, and you will hear me and Mr. Yellowvision talking about The Pulse. So, do not be confused. This is Data Cronies that you're listening to. But we're soon to be moving on over to The Pulse. Enjoy the show, everyone.
The following is a remastered version of The Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the, what is now, I believe, the sixth episode of Data Cronies. Woo! And I'm your host, Faye. With me is Jaga. Oh wait, why would I call him Jaga? We'll find out in a minute. Mr. Yellowvision. Say hello to everybody, Mr. Yellow.
Hey, what's up everyone? Welcome to Data Cronies.
That's right, welcome to the Data Cronies, where we're going to start off the show like we always now with a new format, start off our show talking about what are we doing, and this might be where Mr. Jaga comes in. We've both been kind of doing the same thing. I've been doing something that I swore that the world would come to an end if I did it again. Do I even want to admit this on the air? After 2.5 years... I resubbed to WoW. Oh, God, I can feel the world crumbling behind me. What have you been doing, YOLO?
For the Horde! Playing some WoW. And enjoying it so far.
Yeah, I must admit, apparently I'm enjoying it so much that I'm actually playing while we're discussing on this cast right now. Heading back to my garrison, which I cannot seem to ever leave. I am like addicted to sending my people out. I have not been this addicted to sending out people in a game that do jobs for me since Star Wars. I definitely think that this is definitely something I love about the new WoW expansion is his garrison. I would love to say that I love the game, but I don't get out much to play. I've been in the same area for like 7 hours now, just going out, doing a quest here, quest there, flying back, turning in my missions, getting new people, doing new missions, getting gear I can't even wear because I won't leave my garrison to actually level, to wear the next item that I've been getting. I mean, this is one crazy, crazy thing, but apparently, with my set schedule being crazy too, I can play this game because I can log in and I can do these garrisons and log right back out, go and grade some papers, go and do some dishes, go and do whatever I want, then log back in an hour later and just turn in my mission, send out another mission, and every night before I go to bed, I send out a 10-hour mission. Oh, this game has got me going cuckoo. What's your impressions and what have you been doing in this game?
Well, I've been questing, also doing the garrison missions, which I love. Same as you, before I go to bed, I said I do a 10-hour mission. And before I head out for work, I make sure I complete and then redo the mission. The questing is fabulous. I haven't enjoyed WoW since the Burning Crusade expansion. Wrath of the Lich King was okay. Cataclysm sucked. Myth of Pandaria was, God damn it, these pandas. But WoW is got me hooked right now, and I'm actually playing it every day, if not, or sometimes every other day if I'm too busy, but I'm playing it more than I have in like 3 years.
Oh, well, wait for it, viewers. Secretly, I got a message from Mr. Jaga, who I'll call him Jaga because that's how I know him through WoW, so don't get confused. Jaga and YOLO are like split personalities, but they're the same person. I got this message that said, hold your seats. loyal listeners, it says I might even start tanking. Is this correct, sir?
Yeah, this is correct. I'm kind of nervous, but I'm gonna do it. This time around, I just gotta not let the people who gets upset at my tanking bash me so much that I get embarrassed and I quit. This time, I'm gonna stick with it. I might even attempt in, I'll say, a month or two. I'm not gonna say in a week or two, do tanker raid, but we'll see. Just pray for me, everybody. Pray. I'm gonna need a lot of prayers when it comes to taking a raid, because even heroics and regular dungeons, sometimes things go pretty bad, but I'm gonna try to do my best.
What a month or so? You mean you're actually gonna sub to this game for multiple months?
Yeah, I'm every game I sub to now, I sub for 3 months, so I got a couple more months to go, a few more months to go, but I think I might resub again.
Yeah, well, see, I've kind of been dishonest with people. I have not technically broke my own rule and resub the WoW. I was giving a 2-month card to WoW, and I'm using that currently, but this does not mean that I might not continue with WoW because I'm loving it, but I am also on my main man Ashscream in my old guild, Avengers of the Horde, where Mr. Jaga still is as well. And I'm getting that bug, that old familiar feeling, even though I'm still killing creatures that kind of look like they looked way back in the day, just reskinned. I guess I can get over that. There are some new stuff. I've already gotten like 3 new mounts. I've gotten like 4 new pets. Oh, I'm just slowly sinking back into the despair of greatness that I call WoW. Oh, I just don't know what to do. Now tell me this, Mr. YOLO / Yaga. Have you, here we go, drum roll. Have you actually been leveling your alts as well?
Yes, I just got my alt shaman to 90, about to level up my my hunter, my death knight, even looking at my mage. That's how much I enjoy the game, that I'm starting to get that altaholic feel back into me.
Wow. You hear that, people? This is what WoWcrack does to people. It gets them to get back on. You know, I have alts in this game. I have, you know, my Death Knight, but he's only like level 76. All my other alts are like in the 30s and 40s, so I don't play a whole lot of alts. I use my alts for what I believe alts are for, and that is to make sure that I have every crafting covered. There's nothing I need for myself. They are my banks. They take care of this. They take care of that. But when it comes down to Mr. Ashgrain, my main man, who started out the game a WoW as an undead, now he's an orc. Who knows? He constantly evolved. One day he might be a goblin, or he might be a troll. You never know. I basically rolled him as an orc because I wanted the passive at the time. But I can definitely say I am enjoying the heck out of this. I even, the first time that I went into a pool of water, I whipped out my Mastercraft pole, which is still the best fishing pole in the game right now, and I started fishing for an hour. Oh, I am lame, people. Somebody save me from this. Somebody save me. Have you been doing anything with your professions? Because I have.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of mining. Yesterday, I started doing some fishing to do a quest, but it was just so much fun. I kept doing it to like almost an hour, and I'm going to try to like max level my fishing. Right now, I'm like, I believe 70. I'm actually like 50, 60, but I'm actually going to max the level up in Draenor. Faye, are you there? Faye!
Oh, sorry, you caught me sleeping on the job. I was texting in game. Oh my god, see, I can't stop. I'm like messaging people, I'm talking to people. My guild's still there that I was the leader of. Hopefully, I'll get the guild back eventually one day. I'm still an officer in the guild, luckily. Unlike my son, who is very sad to come back to the Avengers. And somebody along the line, I don't blame him, I did take 2.5 years off from the game. Took over my guild, and then demoted my son, the Nooblet. Oh my god, he was so upset he left the guild. I'm hoping that I'm an officer. I'm trying to get my son back in the guild. Because, of course, we were level 25 guild, and 2.5 years later, you know what the most astounding thing is? I am still the number one person in the guild that actually did the most crap to give the most points to get this guild up to level 25. Nobody in the 2.5 years since I left took over my reins. I was expected to be dead last. I figured somebody was still playing in the guild. It was still going on. But nobody has knocked me out of the number one spot. It is just sad. I know even Mr. Jaga's character is, you know, pretty high up there still. There's a few underneath him. It's just crazy. I got my mount finally. You know, I get to ride around on my little scorpion with my little guild flag on it. Now, mind you, I think there's only like maybe 6 or 7 members in my guild anymore because, well, let's face it, after Cataclysm, it killed my guild. It killed me, so, you know. But things are all right. Do you still have most of your tunes in this guild there, Jaga?
Yeah, well, actually, mostly I have, I'll say like four alts in the guild, and they are all still there. And none of their ranks have been changed, surprisingly.
I also found it very interesting when I go into the guild tab and I look at my officer's note. Somebody put in that I was an alt of somebody else, which is awfully funny because I don't generally play alts. But it was of a guy that wasn't even in our guild that I played with from Australia. And I was like, what? I don't even know who's been playing around with my officer's notes, but Mr. Ice Cream is currently back, slowly rising his way to 100. I'm going to start running dungeons probably when I get a little break for Christmas. I'll start running the dungeons again. I don't know how much raiding I'll ever do again in this game, but I'm definitely feeling that min-max bug. And I'm definitely, when I hit 100, I'm going to start researching like the top players in the world again and trying to get myself up to that stats, give or take the raid gear. What's your future plans for WoW there, Mr. YOLO?
I'm just going to try to improve from, I remember back in the days how bad I used to be with the DPS and the tanking. I just want to improve my work ethic and learn my character's abilities and try to do the best that I can in the game.
Now, because you are working all your alts, do you find it hard to try and be all that you can be with all your alts? Are you really going to concentrate more on your tanky character and then your alt will just be like so-so? Oh, look who's sleeping now. Mr. YOLO, where are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking to myself.
Oh, see what WoW does? He talks to himself, ladies and gentlemen. Stay away from WoW.
I pressed the wrong button. They pushed the talk, but I pushed the wrong button to talk. Well, anyway, I plan to stick with my tanky character because back in the past, I thinned out all of my resources, messing with all of the alts. I would not even gear up my top level character. I would, after I hit level 70 back in the days, I would jump off of that level 70, go to the next character, get that to level 70, next one, and on without actually getting them any type of gear to actually do the end content. This time around, I'm gonna try my best to get my warrior some end content and like mess around a little bit with my other alts. Some of them I just plan to do like pet battles with them, like to level up my pets to 25 and do like random stuff. Like I had a enchanter. I might level him up a little bit just to enchant my gear. If Faye, if you don't level yours a high level, which I hope you do, because I actually have some stuff I will give you for helping me enchant my character, sir. Thank you.
Well, you know, the Mr. Faye's character has always been a tailor enchanter, and I've already got my enchanter study on my garrison. We're working on leveling that up. I'm working on getting some new patterns. So yeah, definitely, as I get closer to that 100 mark, I'm going to be leveling up all of my professions. I generally do that way before I ever level up anything else. I try to get all the special stuff I can. You know, it's scary. When I come together with WoW, things get scary. I get the business on, especially when I know I'm pushed. You know, I only have a week and a half to play. I mean, I might be crazy enough to try and go from whatever level I get when I get into that week and a half all the way up to 100, because I'm just crazy that way. I used to spend my summers when I wasn't in school all summer. I'd be like max playing, get myself the max gear because I knew that I'd have these long gaps where I wouldn't be able to play, and I wanted to be able to jump back on and be all that I can be. So yeah, man, anything you want, I'll hook you up. I'm definitely going to need to start working on that. I have noticed that to get greens to drop in the world, not that I play a lot in the world so far. I haven't got a whole lot to disenchant, but I'm doing these dailies. I'm getting these special temporal shards and everything that I'm sure I'm going to learn what to do with them. And it's pretty much, you know, getting back to WoW is like riding a horse or riding on a bicycle. It's like old comfort friend. Not to say I'm not playing anything else. I know that Secret World just came out with their 10th expansion. There was a great interview by Joel Bylos, the game director of the Secret World for Funcom. He was just on. We just released that episode. It is up and live. It's episode 118. Hopefully I'll have this episode up pretty quickly before the holiday hits, so you know what's going on. But, you know, I've got Secret World, I got this. I'm still playing the crap out of Hearthstone because they just came out with their Goblins and Gnomes expansion. You know, I had to kick a lot of games to the curb to keep me back into WoW and back in the Secret World and back in the Hearthstone. But, you know, eventually I'll get back up there. I'll play a few new games here to tell you about a few new games there. For the time being, we're going to talk a lot about WoW, you know, Hearthstone, Secret World, whatever else we're playing. I know, have you given up DCOU then, since you're playing WoW?
No, actually, I'm still sub to DC Universe Online. I just haven't played it in the last 2 weeks. But I'm actually going to play it tonight because they have a new drop, a new update with new stuff. So I'm going to check it out later on tonight when I update my PS4 in the game. And also, I've been playing some MOBAs. Like I started playing League of Legends again. I'm playing that. I'm playing Tome. And I've been playing Infinite Crisis, DC Universe. DC Universe, but not the online version, but DC Universe, the comic books MOBA game. I've been playing that, and also tried playing Dota 2. I'm trying to learn MOBAs, and it's actually it's fun, but very hard. I've been getting cold noobed a lot though, but I'm gonna stick with it. I'm gonna stick with it until I can finally master the MOBA franchises.
Well, I am trying to get my son in here. He's like the MOBA champion, top level league player, everything else. I'm trying to get him on to kind of explain to our listeners who do not play MOBAs exactly what MOBAs are all about. So hopefully when his busy schedule gets over here during the holidays, we'll cut ourselves a little episode talking about MOBAs. But we actually do have a topic of the night that we need to get into because...
Wait a minute, Faye, one second. I have an announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
Well, actually not an announcement. I need to ask a question to a certain gaming company. Hey, Blizzard, where's my Hearthstone invite? Come on, man. I've been waiting for almost a year. Thank you. Bye.
You do know that everyone can play Hearthstone, right?
Oh, my bad. I actually meant Heroes of the Storm. Brain is malfunctioning at the moment. Sorry, I was trying to get in the character and it kind of drew me off. I was thinking about the new goblins and what is it,
Goblins and gnomes for Hearthstone. Two different things. I did play a little Heroes of the Storm. I'm not a big fan, but they did invite me. They did invite my wife. They did invite my son. Not saying they're choosy or nothing, but I'm sure you'll get an invite because it's got to go live eventually. Yeah, but the topic of the night is going to be, are gamers born or can you make somebody a gamer? This is a really small topic, but we knew that we'd be filling up the show talking about Warlords of Draenor and World of Warcraft and everything else we're doing. So let's see. What do I think? Are you born or can you make a gamer? I tend to err on the side of that gamers are born. I think it's in your blood from birth that you can't just make a gamer. You can't just pull aside anybody off Joe Blow off the street and just turn them in. Now you can, make a non-gamer addicted to gaming, but it doesn't mean that they're a gamer, that they have the mindset of a gamer, that they, you know, want to play as many games as possible, and or if they only want to play one game, they want to be the best. And no, I'm not talking about you Candy Crush masters who are like level 300 on your Candy Crush, where I'm only like level 125. I'm not talking about you people. I guess you could be considered gamers. That's another debate. Is that type of gamer? That type of gamer is a gamer, like I'm a type of gamer. But we'll have that debate later. So what do you think, Ms. Yola? Do you think gamers are born or made?
I think gamers is born. Sometimes when when I used to have the Sega Genesis, my brother was young. I started letting him play when I was babysitting. I would let him play the Sega Genesis. And ever since then, he's been obsessed with gaming. So part of me, I feel like gamers are born, but I feel like I kind of made him into a gamer because he plays every sort of game that's released, consoles, PCs, and so on. He's just, I don't know. I feel like I was Dr. Frankenstein and I made a monster out of him.
So you feel as Dr. Frankenstein that he was, you birthed him as a gamer. Not so much that he was born a gamer, you got him so hooked on it that it just became part of his blood, and he just became a gamer from that way.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think because both my wife had played as a gamer for a long time, and I've been a gamer for life, and my son's been a gamer for life, and even my daughter has logged in, she used to have a WoW tune, that I think it can run through heredity. I know that the scientists are going to debate this show, and they're going to be like, what? Dude, you are on crack. What are you smoking? Gamers can't be born gamers. They're made. Of course they're made. Because gaming is a social, psychological thing. No, people, they're born. I've known lots of gamers who do not fit the stereotypic gamer. And I don't consider that they were born to game. I think they just do it as a pastime to kill time. I think that they could give it up any second, not to say that gaming is addicting, which is another one of those psychological, social people that says that gaming can be addictive, and addictive personalities get drawn into gaming as if it was crack or smoking or marijuana or some other illegal drug or substance. No, people, it's just a game. And because I know it's just a game, I know that we can be addicted to games. But I don't feel I'm addicted. So I don't feel I need to have an AA meeting or a GA meeting for Gamers Anonymous people. Listen, are you listening? Listen, Linda. Listen, listen. Gamers are born. Any other thoughts on that, Mr. Yellow?
Yes, if you're a Twitch TV caster, you may not be addicted to game, but you might be addicted to donations that make you game a lot and, you know, show a little cleavage, as we've seen in Twitch recently. So I guess donations can also make you a gamer as well if you count Twitch TV.
I don't know what Twitch TV you're watching, mister, but Amaz has never showed me his boobies, and Kungan? Nope, Kungan's never showed his boobies on his stream. I don't know who you're talking about who's showing off cleavage, mister.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'm not going to mention a couple of casters' names. I'm going to leave that like blank. Leave it to the mind's imagination. Go on the site. If you go on the League of Legends section, people will see what I'm talking about.
Are you trying to say that Twitch streamers who play League of Legends are slutty? What are you trying to say, sir?
I'll send you a screen cap and you'll tell me.
To quote, not that I want to quote Taylor Swift, but haters gotta hate. Quit hating on the ladies. They have to make money. And you know, it's a draw enough that you see women gamers. And they should be empowered to say, hey, I'm a woman and I love to game. I'm sorry that sometimes they need to resort to other tactics, but, you know, if they're getting paid a little bit of a scratch on the side because they want to show it a little bit of cleavage, it's not like they're falling naked, which has happened in Twitch history, but it gets instantly shut down, and they don't exactly get a second chance at it. If they want to do what they want to do to promote gaming, I'm fine. If they're on there just because they don't love the gaming, because they weren't bored in the game, and they feel the only way they can make any money in life is by playing a game, giggling, and showing a little bit of boobies, well, yeah, I have an issue with that. I don't think they should be doing it for that reason. They should be doing it for the love of gaming. I've seen plenty of female Hearthstone players that do not show off any cleavage. I personally know a Twitch streamer for DayZ that doesn't show off any cleavage. You know, women can make it without their cleavage. That's all I have to say on that topic.
True. But when you see if you go in the League of Legends section, you will be like, Jaga YOLO, my God, man, you're right. My brain has been scarred. My eyes, I'm going blind.
Is that because the lady is very pale and it makes you blind?
You know, so I'm gonna keep this a PG show.
You probably should. well, all right, there it is. We have two of us with the consensus that gamers are born to be gamers. You can teach a little bit how to be a gamer, but you truly will not have it in your soul unless it was there to begin with. So, for final notes on tonight's show, like I said, we're going to try and keep it really, really light, not keep it going on like forever and a day.
Hey, everybody, good night, and thank y'all for listening to the Data Cronies. We won't be gone. Our voices will still be heard. We'll still be around, and we'll be talking about gaming and more stuff. Thank you for listening to us, and check out Data Cronies on YouTube. Check out Angry Burp TV on YouTube. Check out Hollow Sweet Media on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter as well. Thank you for listening, and everyone take care. Have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your holidays and a Happy New Year.
All right. Peace out.